Welcome to the Sandler Training Hour. I've got a lucky opportunity today. Jim's sick, and so I'm with Jen Stevens, who's another one of the Stevens clan. It's the sister. And today we're talking about the second Sandler rule that we think is a high important value add to put into your toolkit when it comes to understanding how to get better results in engagements with other people. And this Sandler rule is 0% of your selling comes from your critical parent. 30% of your selling comes from your adult, and 70% of your selling comes from your nurturing parent. For those of you who may not be familiar with what we're talking about when we say nurturing, critical parents, or adults, you might have a conceptual memory or two based on who raised you. But we're talking specifically about the concept of parent, adult, child ego states that was, that is used, and we used it in Sandler to highlight what can happen when you trigger emotional responses from people. Typically, when we're engaging with things like questions, talking, discussions, and asking other people what their thoughts are, what are some numbers involved? It's conversations that happen from the adult. But critical parent language, Jen, what does critical parent sound like?
Critical parent sounds much more like, why are you doing it like that? Or I don't know. When I think about critical parent, I think it has so much to do with tonality. And it's very easy if you happen to have a little bit of critical parent in your background to revert to that tonality in a conversation and cut off your nose to spite your face just by the tone you're using, as opposed to paying attention to your emotions and making sure that they're not coming out in your tone.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And what we're specifically talking about here is transactional analysis. And so all communication is a transaction between two parties. Someone's giving something and someone's receiving something. If you're speaking from a parent, you are imagining that you're speaking to a child. So Jen's exactly right when she's painting that critical parent as the why did you do this? You should have done that, et cetera, et cetera. That sort of language is targeting from the criticisms of someone else's mistake. However, all of us as children know that we learned and grew through nurturing. So the nurturing parent, counter to the critical shoulds and woulds and why didn't yous, the nurturing parent is the one who asks questions. Are you okay? Did we survive? This seems like something that you're going through. This seems like a huge deal. Do you want to tell me what's going on? How do you feel? This sort of nurturing language. And again, Jen brought up the word tonality. What is the tone that we hear with someone who's being nurturing, Jen?
I think it's a lot more caring and curious. I mean, it's nurturing. It's nice.
It's enjoyable to experience.
Yes.
When someone is nurturing you, you might know it, and sometimes, it might come across as disingenuous, but you fall into the pattern of accepting it. It's that tonal raise that you hear. It's essentially as if another, someone's talking to you as if you were a dog, using that sort of playful voice that's, oh, you're gonna be okay. It's not a big deal. Whatever that tonality is, that's what nurturing is. And so the difference between nurturing and critical in a sales role is that if you're shooting all over your prospects, there's a large chance that they're gonna back away from you because they'll associate your criticisms with, surprise, surprise, your company and your offering. And the more someone associates negativity with you or your company, the less likely they are to enter an agreement with you. The reality is, when we're talking to prospects, what we want to leave the conversation with is we want to leave the conversation with a relationship with someone who doesn't think less of us and associate us with their problems.
That seems like a great end.
Yeah, generally, let's end every relation or every conversation feeling better about the person that we're talking to. And there's two transactions, there's two ego states that that happens the most. And first, we're talking about it, that nurturing parent. And then the second is the adult. And the adult is really triggered when you start asking critical questions that require analytical thought from the other person. So, for instance, when you're talking with your kids, it's pretty easy to be critical to them, but maybe sometimes when you ask them specific questions, it triggers them into an adult mode where they have to respond with specific information. So, Jen, when you're talking to your kids, for instance, what happens when you start asking them for specific details? Does it help them get out of the emotional state, or are they still stuck in it?
It helps a bit. Again, a very, very huge amount of it has to do with tonality, but yeah, it helps them kind of, it starts to pull them out of that critical parent and into a more adult role. I think that the more really just gentle questioning that you can do, the more likely you're going to get your prospect into an adult mode and away from either the critical parent or the nurturing parent.
And really, when we're dealing with prospects, it's a completely different ballgame than when we're dealing with family. Prospects are starting the relationship with you as people. You know, children have so much baggage associated with them that by the time they're able to speak functionally, every emotion is so tense in any interaction. It's liable to be a, you know, like every day you get a new hill to die on if you want. But with prospects, we don't get that. But what we do get is that there are people who are they live on emotional tension. And when your prospect is a tense person who's dealing with emotions, the best way to navigate their emotional well-being is by focusing on being as nurturing as possible and getting the adult out of them. And listen, at the end of the day, in Sandler, we say, not every client is a good fit. If your prospect is an emotion, if it is exhausting to deal with your prospect, there's a chance that they'll be an exhausting client and it may not be a good fit. But the reason that it's important to be paying attention to your nurturing in a sales call and how adult you can be in a sales call is that's where you get the best results from other people. The reason we don't want to be critical isn't because being critical works. Sometimes it does work. Some people need to be given directions. The place to do it is not with a complete stranger who you're trying to convince to make a better choice. And so when it comes down to it, for us at Sandler Training, one of our main focuses is that we want to help. A decision maker is someone who helps others make decisions. And we want to help people make decisions and be better decision makers. And we do that by practicing good and healthy emotional communication so that when tensions are high, we're not practicing for the first time with someone. We're able to diffuse situations and get good results. The more you can nurture a prospect, the more likely you'll get a client out of the equation. And ultimately, when it comes to taking risks, you might as well get the odds in your favor. And practicing transactional analysis by focusing on your adult and your nurturing parent is a great way to do that. But that's it for us at Sandler Training in Boise, Idaho. Our number is 208-429-9275. And you can reach out to us at crossroads@sandler.com. We look forward to hearing from you. And remember, if you measure it, you'll manage it. Thanks for your time.